Divided between Taney County and V. Brock Sales and Services, LLC.
Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
Do we need to know that?
We'll just approve the agreement.
Just for the agreement. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Metal Culverts Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Bridge closeout and discussion. Come on up.
First, thank the commission for meeting with us, and Shane Adams with MoDOT. We thank the county for helping us and assisting the inspection during the cycle. And then close with the results of the 2019 routine inspection of bridges here in Taney County. And this submittal includes all the following updated inspections form, which I gave to Mr. Danner. Devin Hub.
Could I interrupt you just a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Would you identify yourself for the clerk so she can get in a minute?
Yeah. Shane Adams with MoDOT. So during this inspection cycle, there were 63 bridges that were inspected. We'll go through these items. Item one, structures replaced by structures less than 20 feet, there were none. Structures closed, requesting time extension, none. New and rehabilitated structures, there were three. Bridge 121, 0008, which is Coon Creek Road over Coon Creek, that was replaced. Bridge 206-0000, that was Illinois Street over Fall Creek, that had been rehabilitated, pretty much replaced. And then a new structure, Victor Church Road over South Emery Creek. So we had three new rehabilitated structures. Bridges requiring special underwater dive inspection, we didn't have any of this inspection cycle. Bridges with comprehensive fracture critical inspections recommended, none. Inspections to reports to be submitted at a later date. I've got none written down here, but potentially we have to go hit some initial inspections there at Victor Church Road. Bridge is physically closed. Slough Hollow Road over Slough Hollow, that road is currently underwater. My estimate is 8 to 10 feet underwater.
It's open now.
It's open now?
The pipe, it's barely blowing in. Yeah,
okay.
Have to go down,
so I'll have to take a special scuba class.
Okay. I'll wait till August.
Okay, so we will look into that structure, make sure we can get access down to it. Bridges with superstructure or substructure ratings lower to a 3, there were none. Bridges with underclearances, none. Bridges improperly posted, none. And that's pretty rare. Usually those get stolen or shot up or graffitied, so I commend the county on having all the accurate postings. Bridges requiring re-rating by the bridge division, none. Bridges over abandoned railroads, none. And then item 13, everybody's favorite. Bridges recommended for replacement or rehabilitation. I've got a map here just for so you guys can know locations of where we're at here. The first bridge is Reno Springs Road over Bear Creek, and that's 004-0030, and it's up at the northwest corner. It's a 4-ton load posting, so anytime we have these load posted bridges, anytime you're at 15 tons, you know, that's completely safe for buses generally. When you start getting below 12 to 10 tons in that area, then you start looking at safety issues for buses going over that. Several of these are load posted. This one in particular is a 4-ton load posting, so that's my instant go-to, like making sure it's not a bus route. The substructure rating is a 5. There's a lot of undermining at the intermediate bends, just at the flow line there. This one, I recommend for replacement if there's funds available. If not, pouring concrete collars around each intermediate bend will prevent any furthering of that undermining. The next structure is County Road 160-290 over West Fork Big Creek, and that's 08-00026, and it's over towards the southeast corner. The northeast approach, I've also got photos there with you guys that you can look at. This is the on page 2, this structure. You can see that the northeast approach has water actually flowing through the bottom of it. Right here, Devin, that was right at the base of the approach. It's actually flowing through that, which I've never seen before. So that's pretty open sign that corrective action is going to have to be taking place to ensure that the approach doesn't wash out. And what I found on the upstream side, there's about a 5-foot scour hole and a bunch of gravel deposit. Most of the flow is flowing through the first 3 cells and not a whole lot getting through those last 2. So if we could remove that gravel deposit, fill in that scour hole, that 2 birds, 1 stone, really open up that channel, allow it to facilitate that flow through all the cells, I think that would help a lot of problems. Okay. Our next structure is...
Excuse me, 1 second. Where was that one at?
That was towards the southeast corner, close to the county line. Yeah. The next structure is 181-0012, and that's Cane Creek Road over Cane Creek. There's a 9-foot void. This should be on page 3. There's a 9-foot void under the northeast corner of the approach. Kind of a similar thing. Corrective action needs to take place before we lose that approach on that, whether it be flowable fill.
That's what I was going to ask. Flowable
fill. That's typically the best application that I've seen. And the last structure, the last bridge is City of Branson, and it's Celtic Drive over the tributary to Short Creek, and it's a 12-ton load posting. That's when we start looking at bus routes, making sure that that's not really a bus route. You can see photos, the last 2 pages of it. There's some heavy, there's some deterioration around the piers and abutments and on the deck edge itself. And we actually found a 15-foot void where you can see where we probed it and where I showed the probe on top of the roadway, how far that void actually goes out. Based on all of this, the deterioration of the piers, all this, my best recommendation is full replacement on that structure. Seeing as how it's already a 12-ton bridge, the amount of money that you'd have to put into it to rehab it, I think the City of Branson would be better off to replace that structure.
But that would be City of Branson.
Yeah, that'd be City of Branson.
That must be the one he called me that already.
Where's that at?
Kind of down in Fall Creek area.
Yeah, it's around Fall Creek.
I'm sorry, pointing on that map doesn't show me. I mean, I appreciate you. I mean, I feel like you're kind of like Banner White. Like, but point
to... Is that the one right behind the storage unit?
Oh, I know where that's at. Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. No, I know where it's at.
Yeah. So that's my best recommendation on that structure replacement. Again, I would like to thank the county personnel for assisting in all these inspections. And really like to commend them on their work items that they have completed in the past, that they really put a lot of work into. From our 2017 inspection to this inspection, we saw several improvements. A lot of taxpayer dollars being spent and put to good use and improvements. So I really commend the Taney County and your efforts in doing that.
Did you get that, Tim?
Also enclosed, which this may be more for Devin, but we've enclosed all the work items. A lot of these will be like seal the bridge decks, cut brush, that type of thing. But that item 13 is where we really highlight some of the more important work items. But this will do a full enclosed list of all the work items that we found. But again, most of it's going to be removed drift, between girders, you know, cut brush, that type of thing. So feel free to have copies of that sent to your guys. The last item that I have here is the value of the county participation. So federal guidelines require the county to assist in these inspections. So enclosed is this the 2019 biennial inspection for Taney County. These costs reflect the total participation by the county during this inspection, and the rates that I provided here were given to me. So this number is only as good as the numbers that were given to me. So the total amount for the county this inspection cycle is $1,620.05, as indicated on this. So basically shows the federal highway that you guys participated in the inspections. Yeah. So you don't really get anything out of it, but you maintain the ability to still have funding, essentially. Devin, or the commissioners, are any questions that you guys have?
Nope, looks like.
Go ahead.
No, I don't have any.
No, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Here you go, Devin.
Thank you. Hey, Devin, we want another copy so you can get the... I guess we'll be in. Oh, is this down here?
Where he says.
That's
what
it
says. Says here.
Oh.
So.
Yeah,
we'll take a 5-minute recess and then we'll. Huh?
We may put a sign here and go upstairs. It's up to you guys. I'd say they messed up.
I asked about it, and she said we want you to put a sign on the door downstairs, and I said, okay.
All right, so we're going to recess and move upstairs to the conference room for planning and zoning roundtable discussion.